Okay, so. Take a breath in. And relax as you exhale. Relax into your chair. Let your body soften. And let your awareness come into your heart. And breathe your soft breaths through your heart. And just feel your chest expand and relax. And your heart begin to open more and more. There is a reason that your heart is helping you to breathe and to think and to feel. And let it be your friend in this, your ally, your guide. Let it bring you to a place of trust and softness, of willingness, awareness, of surrender, so that you open not just your heart, but your whole being. And you open it to receive the love here in the room, for you, with you, from the entourage of Kryon, the ancients and the ancestors, who all come in support of your sacred and magnificent journey.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening, this is the beginning of a special kind of time. I'm surrounded by what you would call goddesses. Women who've decided to invest in their time for a number of days to discover things that they may not know about themselves. It's a time of introspection, and it's being done in Greece. You might ask, why here? What is the meaning of this? There will be times when the group is visiting only historic places, and yet there will be a sacredness that they will discover. And the sacredness will be something that they bring to the area, not that the area gives to them. This place has been known most famously for the seat of thinking, philosophies, ideas. Many of the structures, the temples, might seem to be the gods that don't exist, or perhaps those were manufactured for the society, for the civilization. Yet there is so much more there than just buildings. What you don't know is who might be here and was here. Some of you listening to this, including the ladies in front of me, may relate to this or not. But I'm about to tell you something that you may find interesting, of why there was so much here that would be introspection. A place known for thinking, philosophy, poetry. So much thinking comes from somewhere else. But it's all introspective. As you visit that which is a building, perhaps a monument to a god that you can't even relate to, I want you to remember that this is the seat of introspection. And so the land is ready for you to think beyond that which is 3D, a place that has had for centuries those who would visit it and call upon themselves and say, what is there that is more? What is the philosophy of God? Who am I? And now for a revelation. I will go slow here, and I'm going to tell you something that to some is a review, but it is what we would call germane to the area. That means it belongs to the area. What I'm about to tell you may not have the proper names or places, because names and places are all current. They change over thousands of years. Not only that, the information may be contradictory to what you've been told, even esoterically told. It may not be what you think or what you believe, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. If you take a look at your full lineage, women, many of you started at the beginning. Many of you were Lemurian. Those listening, even to this voice, may very well have that attribute. You are very old souls, and we have said this before. When Lemuria started sinking into the ocean, from the majesty of being a mini continent to finally being simply the tops of the mountains sticking up out of the water, today called Hawaii, when it started sinking, the entire population left. The sinking was gradual, year by year, less land, less land, less land. And that is something that literally sticks in fear into the individual, to watch their home swallowed by water as the ground beneath them starts to rumble with the volcanoes and slip into the ocean little by little by little by little. The fear is that you will lose everything, including your lives, your children, everything. And so the Lemurians took to the canoes. And the rest, we have told you, is history. And they went everywhere on the planet. The currents mostly took them south. They landed upon Easter Island, upon New Zealand, upon the west coast of the United States, and other places as well. And we've told you this. Eventually, through thousands and thousands of years, they spread all over the planet. And the lineage of them spread. But they had something in common. The Akash told them they were happiest on an island. And so many Lemurians and the sons and daughters of Lemurians through the ages found themselves wanting to be on islands. And that's where you found Lemurians and the highest thinking of the planet for many, many centuries. Doesn't it make sense that that which they were used to sticks into the Akash and you want to do it again? An island is safe, surrounded by water, hard to get to by conquerors, allows for free thinking. It is safe to be there. It is where they had raised their families before. And you found them on islands. Dear ones, there's something about being on an island that is a bit dangerous. And that is, over thousands of years, many islands disappear. Like Lemuria, most of it is through earthquake and volcanic action. Plate tectonics, use whatever term you wish, and an island will sink. Over and over, you had other island sinking experiences. At least three of these have stuck into your Akash, and you remember them, but you don't remember them as three incidences. Your Akash is not linear. It doesn't count years, days, or islands. you have called the one experience of a sinking island Atlantis. Now, if we took a poll to those listening to this or in this room of the goddesses present, and we said, how many of you believe you were on Atlantis? You'd be amazed at how many hands you would see. The sinking island syndrome is with old souls more than anything else. And you will say, I was from Atlantis. I know it. I remember. I'll tell you what you remember. You remember the fear of a sinking island. From Lemuria all the way to the most recent one. And that's what I want to tell you about. The most recent sinking island experience was not far from here. It's in the Mediterranean. Before, it was covered by water. Why would it be covered by water? There was no activity that would create that. That was volcanic in the Mediterranean. No, but there was in Gibraltar. If you take a look at the map today, you will see that Gibraltar is a tiny opening. And that tiny opening let in the ocean to form the Mediterranean. Yes, there was water in the Mediterranean before, naturally, from other sources. And so there was always water there, but not as much as when Gibraltar opened up due to an earthquake. It opened and the ocean poured in. And that island that you lived in, safe, filled with thinkers, Lemurians, which you now called Atlantis, was in the Mediterranean, and it quickly flooded. Not slowly, but very fast. Those who could escape came here. Now you know, perhaps, a little of the history of what is here. It is interesting, esoterically, that humans do whatever they do. And the sinking of that island, which is not the Atlantis, but to you, it was one of many, and the most recent, the sinking of that created great anger. Who was this God who would do this yet again? And so therefore, there was, what you say, a propensity to think deeper and say, perhaps God is not God. Perhaps there are many. I'll leave it at that. But now you know an esoteric history that I never gave you before. And it's one that I've waited to give you now. Are you Atlantean? Are you Lemurian? Or is it the same? How many times did you endure a sinking island before you decided, no more islands for me? My partner was here. He was not an Atlantean. He was a fisherman. And I've told him that before. That's enough for now. Let the adventure begin. And so it is.